Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world. And a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we show got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let go.
Hey. Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Atlanta.
Where you at?
Family.
Where you at?
New York.
Where you at?
Yeah.
Monstrous Radio.
All right, so check it out. We ain't going to waste no time. We're going to jump right into it. Check it out. This is Saga the Great. It's called Make It Work on a Takeover Tuesday. Who knows who's going to host the show tonight? It could be you. 424-243-9649. But let's go ahead and get into this music. Yeah. Uh-huh. Underground music with a roar.
Hey, what that word like? But a 9-to-5 nigga, man, I ain't tight. I'm on the road, man, trying to mix up a date. The pussy like Sprite, ass lean like it's hard to concentrate. You say, I'm not your hubby or your new bae. I'm King Saga and my dick bust from Kunte. Okay, see what y'all missing? Girls acting out for me like an audition. If it was up to me, man, everybody dissing. They not solid. All I hear is a bunch of catchy records and interview bitches. Hate nigga, hate nigga. Look, I'm okay, nigga. I put a cam on the case and interview the business, just so you can get the business. I don't think they know though.
No though.
I'ma got my ring like Frodo.
Frodo.
When my team gets a trophy like emoji quotes.
Right.
When I was 17, man, I did the most. My rap style bring bad days, much hope.
Right.
Levi jeans, fresh black tee. Before a nigga like me go bro, it's my life, not a scheme, so be gone.
Right.
And the greatest for any nigga that play me like an amateur.
What else?
No problem. Yeah.
Okay. So that Saga the Great. It's called Make It Work. Monstrous Radio, I think we came in with a roar tonight. So, what's good, Miss Unbelievable? How are you feeling tonight? Hello.
Hello, hello, hello. She's feeling monstrous. Up in the kitchen right now, y'all, cooking it up a little something-something on the radio. And in the kitchen, yeah, she's doing the thing. How you doing, Mr. D.B.? How you doing?
Hey, I'm feeling monstrous. It's smelling good. I want me a little something. Just a little something. Can a brother just get a little taste? Just get a little weight.
Brother,
I don't
you
know.
Can have
a taste
because, you know, she's throwing it down with the filet cast and any cast iron skillet. Y'all know how that is. If y'all down south, y'all know what I'm talking about. With the season on the bottom, hell to the year. And she made some coleslaw from scratch. Oh, damn. Oh, damn, it's a fried french fries. Oh, damn, she's getting it in over here. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable right now. Yeah.
Obviously, mm-hmm. And you are definitely feeling yourself because nobody asked you all that, but you definitely volunteered a lot of information, and you're probably making a lot of people hungry. So, I ain't going to slow you roll, though. Hey, take over. Cooking session tonight, Monstrous Radio Live with Chef Unbelievable. Okay. So, all right, so let's see what we got coming up. Let's see, we got some weather, we got some who's bumping who, who's getting fat. I mean, is there other stuff that we got coming up tonight on Takeover Tuesday?
You know, we can come check out what maybe a topic or two, you know, see what we can help them out with. Take over Tuesday, unless somebody comes in and takes it over, you know.
Right. I don't know if it's the oven or the microwave, but somehow we're getting a little weak reception from you over there. So hopefully we can get it together while you're over there making your biscuits or whatever it is you're making over there. And I remember last time you talking about just giving a brother a bite. What kind of shit is that? Just giving me a bite. You just get my mouth buds all worked up and then just be like, nope, you don't get no more. Just a bite. Kind of shit. So some friends.
You can have more than a bite tonight if you want to.
Then let me go ahead and shut the ducky up. Get it. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go ahead and jump into some more good music. Let me see. I got this one coming up. Then after that, who knows what we can have. I'll probably put some people that we interviewed to take over Tuesday. So, you know, we still got to take over with the independent artists. So, all right. Check it out. This one right here I got is Sage the Gemini. This is called Now and Later right here on Monsters Radio. Online radio with the roar with the underground artists. Above ground, and they're definitely making quakes. I'm DJ E Monster. She's Miss Unbelievable. Tell them the number one more time,
hey.
See if we can get some clarity out of you.
Oh, can you hear me? 424. 243. Hey, now. 96. 49. Press 1. 1, y'all. Come get my shoes with us.
Contusion. If you don't come back, I think I'ma lose it. I think I'ma lose it. If I ever had your number, I think I would use it. I'm feeling some way, you know I hate losing. If your heart was in the bag, I'd rob it just to prove it. Come on, you a mean diva. I got your problems by the neck like I'm John Cena. You got a past, I ain't get to go to prime either. So don't make it hard to believe that I need you. Hey, you beautiful like springtime. Let me know you in the meantime. Hopefully if things seem right, I'ma be needing your ringside. You made it to my heart, I'm the last and I'm so long, why they come, you leave my salama. You know my charm, you say it brings problems. Let me love you, put nothing above you. If we see your ex, I overly kiss and hug you. Make him jealous, now he's overzealous. Tryna act cool, I think he's overzealous. I don't mean no harm, I'm always there. Sage from State Farm. Whatever you do, don't ban me from your heart. I pray to God he don't keep us apart. Cause you're beautiful like springtime. Let me know you in the meantime. I'ma be needing your ringside. I can be a lifesaver. Treat me like a jawbreaker. You got 31 flavors, baby. You can get this now or later. Now or later. You can get this now or later. Now or later. It's your choice.
Okay, so that saves the Gemini right here on Monsters Radio. Takeover Tuesday, the only night of the week where you can take over the radio and say what you want to say uncensored. Now you try that on FM and holler at me. I ain't gonna hold my breath, but holler at me. Alright, we're gonna get into this weather coming up, but here's something that I do want to touch on right quick that we could probably talk about a little bit later coming up. It's the content of music, and I'm pretty sure this is probably why hip-hop today is not as big as it was or has grown as into what it could have become. Here's a good example why. And you people give us your theories on it, either on the Monstars page or at monsterusradio@gmail.com. Here's an example. Say, like, you know, there's, say, like, hip-hop has went through a long era, right? And it's unbelievable. There's people, I mean, it's been, what, 30, 40 years. So it's 30, 40 years of fans over the years that have loved hip-hop. A lot of the original hip-hop people, let's keep it 100, they're not feeling today. It is what it is. Not all the music today, they're not really as passionate about the new hip-hop today like they was about hip-hop back in the day. It's just my little bullshit census and its conclusion I've come to. And this is what I'm getting at. Part of it is why it's say, like, there's quite a few, you know, I don't like to call colors, but I would just say there's quite a few Caucasian people, older Caucasian people, that actually listen to our show. You dig? They actually listen. They love new music. They're not barred by genre. They like hip hop. They like R&B. They like reggae music. They like rock. They like country. They like all kinds of music. But I notice a lot of them will drop off when we play songs that, even though, you know, we try to keep that independent freedom out there, but they drop off when they hear a lot of songs with that N word in it. That's what I'm gonna say. I know we're not censored, but that's what I'm gonna say. The N word. I notice a lot of them drop off when they hear that. So that's just something to think about to artists out there coming up in the game. Something to think about. Maybe I could touch a broader audience if I chose a different word. I'm not saying that you have to censor yourself. I'm just thinking marketably, trying to make a little more money, a little extra cash. Maybe you might want to find another word to use because I might be able to keep a couple extra fans or pick up some other ones that might say, okay, they're not using that, so I can enjoy his music. I got a story. If y'all want to hear it coming up a little bit later, I got a story about some fans over that word that I can tell you guys about coming up a little bit later. But that's just something to think about. And I'll let you, I mean, how do you feel about, I mean, do you have any thoughts about what I just said there? That's unbelievable. I know I just pulled that out of the air. And maybe, you know, maybe you could take it. Maybe you need a minute to marinate to come up with a, you know what I mean, something, a thought on it or a theory. But, you know, I open up the line and give you a chance to comment on what I just said.
You know, go to a breather. And, yeah, I got some words to say about that. So, go to a breather and come back. And it's unbelievable, but got words to say about this music nowadays. What you got for us?
Okay. All right. Matter of fact, I got something for us. Matter of fact, it's kind of a, it's really like an in-between, between like an older cut and a newer cut. It's really picking up right now. I'm glad that we were one of the radio networks that helped break this artist. I finally heard somebody else say her name, so I think I get it right, but it has an old school and a new school. Still has a hip-hop vibe to it. It's not a true hip-hop song, but it still has that vibe to it. You dig? Y'all gonna hear what I'm talking about, and this is her actual name. It's unbelievable. Bree Stevens. Yep, Steve. I always say Stevens. Something else, something else. Bree Stevens.
You got it tonight.
Bree Steve. This is her track called Jealousy. Yeah. Monsters Radio. We gonna get it together. You get it together.
I hear that you get them calls on your phone. They leave me alone. They be checking on my Twitter, think they know me to go. Everything you should post in the that I'm fucking around, that I can't settle down. Say I'm heartbroken, bitter, they don't know what we found. But every time I go out, swear I be drunk. They don't know about the shit we be on. You know I'm fucking crazy. Play with niggas. So why the hell you think I'm playing with you? Got the world, I'ma change it with you. It's a good reason why I'm staying with you. Yeah, my mama love you, but these hoes don't. Cause they always tell you what your bros don't. That shit gonna leave your ass when you know I won't. No, I won't like, baby. I ain't even got to say it. Why you care what they saying? That's bad vibes, just saying. And I don't need that one. Lay whole way, chill, baby. I'm just playing. You can't trust everybody, baby. Keep them guessing, waiting until I leak a statement. They just want attention, I ain't trying to pay.
I don't need to what them people say. They don't know about.
Radio. You ever just feel good when you find out the real, some real shit, and you just say it over and over? Bree Steve, now that I got her name right, that's jealousy. I apologize. I did not realize she used that word in that song. But, I mean, I'm not trying to slam on anybody's music by no means, people, by no means at all. But that's a beautiful song. Did we have to go there? I'm just asking. That's a beautiful song. See, we have to go there. It is what it is. I'm still going to bump it, though. Hey, don't be mad at me. I'm still going to bump it. But I guess somebody's going to say that's what the clean version is for. True. But I'm just saying in today's age, I know we get mad when other people say it. So, I mean, let's just kill it. But that's just my feeling on it. All right, I guess we can jump over here to the, we can see how Miss Unbelievable feels, or we can go right over here to the weather report. We'll just go ahead and keep it moving.
Okay, well, can y'all hear me?
We can hear you now. We can hear you good now. Good.
So, my thoughts. I love... You know, there was that song, When Is the First Time You Fell in Love with Hip Hop, right? And everybody can tell their first drop of the beat. They can tell the drop of the, you know what I'm saying? The beatbox and, you know, when the music hit you and you just went there. It gave you a sense of culture. It gave you a sense of ownership. It gave you a sense of, this is my music. I can relate to this. I can get down to this. This is that vibe that they were trying to bring from Africa, you know, with the treat and the bum, you know what I'm saying, and the drums and the methodical ways that they was using their words. We can relate to it. It was relatable. It touched our soul. It touched our spirit. This music today, it's burning my spirit. Like, I can't listen to it because they're all saying the same thing and they ain't saying nothing. And so, yeah, the N-word, yeah, that's all they have in their vocabulary. Their vocabulary, to me, is not up to par. They haven't went to school. They don't know how to put it together. Whoever's writing it for them, you know, they're at a 12th grade level. Where some of the other ones, like when they was rapping, they was I mean, you was like, let me go to my dictionary to get that word because it rhymes with this.
It goes
with that. So to me, that just gave me something to look forward to, something to hope for the next generation. So not to put us backwards. They put us back to, I don't know where, to slavery to me because they got a slave mentality. It's all about the entertainment. It's not about uplifting and bringing you somewhere and bringing you somewhere and uplifting you out. I'm not sure if all rappers are like that, but I'm saying true to the
right.
hip-hop, true to the game, they ain't there yet. They're not there. And I don't think they'll ever get there. And I don't think this generation will appreciate it because it ain't what they're used to. They're used to the pop hip-hop. They're used to the pop, soda, watered-down hip-hop. And we used to the uplift and bring it to your face hip-hop. So, to the weather. I'm just saying, that's just this unbelievable thought. To the weather.
Okay.
In Minneapolis, it's chilly. It's 49. It's cold, y'all. It's cold. It's 49. London, I mean, we sistering it right now. They're at 46 at night. In Paris, they're at 46. In Atlanta, they're at 82. New York is 70 with light rain. Dallas is 90. San Juan is 82. Phoenix is still at 100. Bumping your weather east. And Los Angeles is at 71. And like I said, if you want us to have your city, your town, your spot represented on Monsters Radio Weather with Miss Unbelievable, repping your city, hit us up, Monster page, Facebook page. We'll add you. It may cost you some more food stamps, but we got you.
Yeah, because, yeah, you might want to hit her up because, yeah, you hit me up, I'm going to be like, let's take over Tuesday. Call in, do it your damn self, 424-243-9649. It's just that easy, and it would have been a great time to play some music, but I ain't ready. So, what have we got to talk about it? Who's bumping who? I just did that so slick, I ain't ready. Who's bumping who? And who's getting fat? Coming up here in just a little bit. Who we got? I mean, what we got going on?
What we got? We have the Creep Creep. I didn't get to talk to you guys about last night. I'm going to talk to you about the Creep Creep tonight. We have Cardi B and Nicki Minaj. More info on them. I want to talk to y'all about Dunkin' Donuts. And I got some sports. Of course, got some sports. And I got Drake. So, once again, a mixture of things tonight. We try to keep y'all listening and be like, ooh, what's she going to talk about tonight? Because we got to talk about the Creep Creep over the Creep Creep. I'm just saying.
The Creep Creep, y'all. Y'all heard that? The Creep Creep. Big shout out to Jazzy B. I see you over there. We just waiting for you to push one. But she said the Creep Creep. I can't wait to hear what she's talking about. So check it out, y'all. Matter of fact, she said it's 71 in Cali. So, all right, let's go over here and show us some Cali love. Matter of fact, let's take it all the way to the bay, to the water, to the 40 water. Check it out. This is E-40. It's called These Days featuring Young T.O. Okay, just regular Young T.O. It's Y-H-U-H-U-N-G-T-O. I guess you could have figured that out. New music.
Put your finger on the truck, fill a post. I never leave the TV without the toast. You see the liquid on my chain, I flambeau. When I'm higher than Pluto, I eat menudo. Pozole elote, my dick, I'm an essay. I sleep with my quente, I leave ass wente. But yeah, yo, Kyle, harm yourself in OCS. The good book is my buckler and shield. That can come out of nowhere, like when the rock hit your windshield. That's why I always keep a rototiller. When I'm out there in the field, when the traffic making deals. Every stack I get like Kaepernick, I kneel. Ain't talking about no dinner, but I need a meal. Release my niggas down, waiting for a peel. And the gladiator takes sharks and eels.
And these days, gotta watch who you trust. Keep that pistol by my side, and it's like I got trust. I came for nothing, so I had to run it up. They just wanna see me fail, they don't wanna see me up. And I know the Lord chose me to have a vision of what most don't see. I got money, start hating on me. Niggas that I used to love tryna score on me. And I know money bring hate, but I'ma keep being this day. And on my soul won't change. Real niggas can relate to the place.
his money. Thumper by his tummy. Blowing on a branch higher than the avalanche. Hazy like a forest fire in the Napa Valley ranch. Cash flow cliff. Sipping on the fist, spilling liquor on his shirt. Got a hole in his lip. Sitting on some cheddar and them niggas know better. Send me out a wetter, fly your hair like a feather. Honey coochie slap, smell like a lifesaver. Baby booty stack, like a Sunday newspaper. Bitch, I'm a Mac, not a Cape Crusader. Kevin Saver back? Nope, I check Yaper. Money on my mind, money on my mind. If I do the crime, I'ma do the time. Never drop a dime, never drop a dime. Her water on my chest, high alkaline.
And these days, gotta watch who you trust. Keep that pistol by my side, and it's black, I trust. I came for none, so I had to run it up. They just wanna see me fail, they don't wanna see me up. And I know the Lord chose me to have a vision of what most don't see. I got money, start hating on me. Niggas that I used to love, tryna score on me. And I know money bring hate, but I'ma keep being this day. And on my soul won't change, real niggas can relate to the fate. And niggas wanna see me fall.
Okay. Jamaica Funk. Ain't that what that is? That's that, oh yeah. That, I can't do it. It is what it is. See, now I feel petty. I probably should have waited on that topic just a little bit. But hey, it's real. That's what this is. It's talk radio. We're going to talk about issues that you could talk about at your water cooler. But hey, I just want to put out here as a disclaimer to people. I just want to tell y'all, because apparently some people have been getting upset. They've been trying to get a hold of me. I'm just going to put it out there and just keep it 100. Look, people, I'm a texter. Please don't call me unless it's emergency, because I'm just going to ignore you and then text back, what's up? It is, so don't get mad. I'm just a texter. So don't be always trying to call me. Give me a text. 424-243-9649. Text one when you're ready. Who's bumping who? Who's getting fat? Yeah, let's just go ahead and jump into it. We're close enough to our timeline. I'm pretty sure we got some things going on tonight. What we got? Is it now? You said the creeper. We got. Is that all we got? Is some creeper news? I want to know what this creeper is. What does that mean? Is it like a silent but deadly fart? Is it what, a creep? I mean, okay, I guess we just got to wait, people. Let's go ahead and get into it.
Okay, so you guys know that, what's his name, the president, is that his name? The Presidente? He picked his nominee for the Supreme Court. He picked his nominee for the Supreme Court, and they have been talking about, his name is Brett Kavanaugh, and they accused him of touching and putting his dick in people's face, sexual assault, misconduct, and the people are outraged because they're like, if Bill Clinton can be charged, why can't he? So they have called him the creeper because he was doing stuff, and it was one woman. Now there's two women, and they want the woman to testify first, and then he testifies. So they can go over and dismiss what she has to say to make him look good. So the Kavanaugh people who are going against him now are protesting everywhere in D.C., and they're protesting with Ted Cruz and his wife. They were at a restaurant, and they heckled them all the way out of the restaurant. They went out the side door. Because they was like, no, people was not having it. They're not agreeing with this pick. And they're saying that he's a creep. He's a creeper. Not only did He put his penis in the face. He sexually assaulted some other people. So that is the creeper of the creepers. And, yeah. Now, talking about the other creep, I was talking about Bill Cosby. You know, they call him the creep, too. He's got 3 to 10 years in prison. And the first thing they fed him was Jell-O pudding. How disrespectful. I'm just saying. Any thoughts?
What?
Any thoughts?
Wow. Well, I would be honest. I didn't think that was going to actually lock Bill up. But apparently I was wrong. They actually did. I believe he's supposed to go to like a prison type hospital because, you know, he can't see. I believe he's declared legally blind. And, you know, regular jail is just not set up for a person who's blind. So I believe he has to go to like a prison type hospital. But yeah, they got him, you know. Yeah, I've seen some of the footage of the women walking out of there, you know, hands in hand, you know. But yeah, they definitely gave him some time. Yeah. So, okay. Damn, Stokenoff, or what's his name? Kampanoff? Whatever, man, okay. But you know, I'm going to leave it alone. I'm going to leave it alone.
Yeah.
I'm going to leave them fools alone.
But okay.
I don't know what to say.
Okay. I just got one thing to say. How many people back in the day were slapping people what they did? Come on, that's what people do. If I like you, I'm going to put my dick out.
Oh,
you know
my
what I'm saying?
Goodness.
If I like you,
oh my,
I want your attention, I'm going to slap you in my dick. You know, let you know how big it is. It ain't going that far, you know, because white men's penis ain't all that big.
Oh.
I'm just saying.
Oh.
So, they, you know, they used to that. Stop playing. Stop playing. They used to size me up. Must have been a black dude trying to holler at her. You know, and he was like, no, let me show you. Stop playing. I'm just saying.
Oh, wow. Okay. I think we're going to take this moment before we move along to playing in Jazzy. What's good, Jazzy? How are you feeling tonight? Hello?
Miss Emily was crazy.
Yes, Jazzy. Yes, Jazzy. How can I help you? Yes, Jazzy. Hi, girl.
I hate to open up the lines on you, open up the door, you know, just talking about slapping dicks everywhere. But hey, the timing was just off.
Oh, yeah. Well, I haven't never got slapped with a dick, so.
I'm sorry. We all have got slapped in the face with a dick before, more than once, over and over. And more cum just came on now. Stop playing. You know she likes it. Shut the hell up. Stop it.
I stuck in the emotion.
And more,
I've never been slapped.
And more.
I've never been slapped. I second the emotion. Not everyone.
Well, now we know what Miss Unbelievable does in her spare time.
Why? Oh, snap. You have a whole new meaning when, you know how the people in Paris kiss on cheek to cheek? It's just a whole new.
Yeah.
Oh, stop. Okay. What else we got in the who's bumping who? Who's getting fat? That is unbelievable.
Okay.
Oh, okay. All right. You got a little background noise.
And Dunkin' Donuts officially has dropped donuts from their name. And they're just going with Dunkin'.
Wait,
because
you said what?
Hot drink. You heard me. Dunkin' Donuts is officially dropping donuts from their name and just blowing with Drunkies.
Go ahead.
They're selling more like hot wings and cheese and sandwiches, and so they don't want to have a customer leave them and thinking that it's only a donut shop. Now, it is more than a donut shop. It is Dunkin', which represents everything. I'm going to leave that alone, no joke, but y'all know what Miss Unbelievable went with Dunkin'. Okay? Just put it out there.
Mm-hmm.
That's all.
All right. Because at first I thought you said they dropped it from their menu. I'm like, damn, well, what the hell is going to be left? Okay, yeah. I guess a lot of tea and stuff. Well, I can tell you, I know why they sell a lot more of that other stuff out at the airport. Motherfuckers is too goddamn high. That's why. Man, you try to get you two items. Shit. Man, it's almost $7. I'd be like, what? Oh, give me some tea. Just some tea. That's why they sell more of the other stuff. I'm just saying, y'all need to calm down on them prices. I'm just saying, got me out there starving as skinny as I am. Y'all know I get a hunger pain too hard. I just pass out. It is what it is. Mm-hmm. My bad. So what else we got in the who's bumping who? Who's getting fat? Entertainment news.
Okay. So Cardi B and Nicki Minaj feud reportedly began after Future was removed from the song Drip. So Future was supposed to be on the Cardi B song Dip. However, we all know it with the Migos. But now a new version of Drip is showing that has Future on there. But Nicki Minaj told Future if he gets on that track, he cannot be on her tour with her. So if the reports are true, Nicki Minaj has been throwing shade and blocking Future from doing any songs with Cardi B to show loyalty to her and not do anything with Cardi B. So the message that Nicki Minaj is sending, that Remy Ma also said that she's blocking anyone that she doesn't like from having interactions. So if you do Cardi, you can't hang with her. And so Nicki Minaj has unfriended Cardi B, has uninvited her to attend any of her parties because she feels like she is a disrespect to the industry and she can't come be respectful.
Well, damn, shit just got petty. I want to know, I guess, first I want to ask y'all ladies, I mean, what would y'all do if you was Future? And Nicki said, if you do travel, you can't come on tour with me. I mean, what would you do? It's unbelievable. What would you do?
If my money's involved, I would weigh how much I would make. I would sit and be like, okay, I'm going to calculate how popular you are, how popular she is, how much money I can make with you, how much money I can make with you, and I'll go to who I can make the most money with. Because I don't have no loyalty to y'all. I have loyalty to my bread.
Right. What about you, Jazzy Big?
This is my disclaimer. I don't like Cardi B. So, I would go with Nicki Minaj. I'm just saying, I don't like her. I don't like her whole little, she a thought in all its form. I'm sorry. She is. I'm just saying.
Well, me, I would have to say, I'm pretty much on the same level that Miss Unbelievable is on. And to be honest, I would roll with Nicki. Just because,
yeah,
I mean, not to be personal, you know what I mean? About to go on tour, obviously you get paid lots of money per tour date.
Right.
She already released the song with somebody else on it.
Right.
So now it's just a remix, it's just a remake, it's just another version of a song. who knows how many copies it's going to sell personally.
Right.
Everybody watch out for the other one already. How many sales is that song really going to get?
But
to make him a lot of money.
No,
I wish
he was the original person on it,
on tour over just doing a song anyway. Who would it?
Mm-hmm.
You do a song or go on tour and travel the world. I'm going to travel the world and go on tour. Forget your song.
Right.
But I guess it was beforehand. You know, I guess it was beforehand, though. It was beforehand. So basically, it was, okay, Future, if you want Future books with me, you can't fuck with her at all. Like, at all. So, I mean, that's harsh, but it's all about the bread. Seriously. And, you know, Cardi B, she a thug, she this. You know, she make money, she's ratchet, she's whatever. But you just, I guess, who you hang with, who you associate with. Because Nicki getting a bad name for herself out here, too. So, I don't know. It's sad. It's so sad. But like we were talking about
right.
earlier, the music ain't the same.
Sure
music
ain't.
Is not the same.
If you ask me, all the music they got right now is garbage. I told my daughter I feel so sorry for them because of the shit that they got to listen to.
Yeah. And honestly, I think it's mainly, in my opinion, what it is that's lacking is remember when we were younger. And I'm not saying maybe they do have it. Maybe I just haven't heard it. But I remember when I was younger and I was going through some troubled times, there was a song I could go to. And I can listen to that song, and it'll help me. I can relate to it. It's almost like I wrote that song myself. You know what I mean?
Probably,
I can relate to it. Get some therapy out of it.
They probably got two or three songs like that now. And they ain't by Nicki Minaj. They ain't by Cardi B.
Right.
They ain't by Future. They ain't by Lil Yachty or Lil whatever the fuck these little rappers' names are. It ain't by none of them.
Mm-hmm.
I can assure you that.
Right.
It's somebody like J. Cole, Kendrick Lamar, Bruno Mars, somebody like that. It's not none of them.
Right,
you mean
right.
somebody with a vocabulary for $200? Somebody with a vocabulary,
right.
honey? Somebody who can speak proper? Somebody who actually knows what they're talking about. Got some advocacy about them.
One rapper I do like that they got out right now is Darrell Deshaun. I like him. I like his music.
Real
All his
Deshaun.
Songs. So
okay,
funny.
I got to check him out.
Yeah.
Right.
He got a song called Fed Up. I think the other song called is Pain Is Love or something like that. But he fire.
Yeah.
I can listen to him repeatedly because his music actually has messages in it. The rest of this shit, I'll be like, no, change it.
All right, last but not least, what do we think about this fella, Drake? He passes out due to a mystery illness, rushed to the hospital. He has been canceling this concert left and right. Drake's illness is mystery. The news broke yesterday. He's canceling more upcoming shows. He had one here in November. I just don't think he likes the Migos no more. And he don't know how to say, I don't want to tour with y'all no more because y'all whack as shit. Y'all do the same shit.
Oh.
That's whack as shit every concert. And I just think he don't want to do that shit. No more. I'm just saying. That's my opinion. So a mystery illness that is keeping him sidelined for 2 months. He's been canceling shows after shows after shows with this mysterious flu that has been lasting for months. Okay. That mysterious flu is called I don't like y'all shit no more. I'm just saying.
That's fucked up, man. I don't know. I think maybe he really do got the flu. Either that or maybe, I don't know, maybe the ticket sales aren't right. I don't know. But you know,
you
I think maybe it was a great group.
And counting. Oh, he got the bird flu back. The bird flu is coming back. It's flying all over him. For 2 months, stop playing. I've been sick for two months, and I'm about to be sick for a third month. So you sick in advance. I'm about to be sick for a third month. Stop playing. Okay.
You should have heard him.
That's all. The
who's bumping
who's getting fat.
Yeah, see, you should have heard him at sound check. He was talking about some God's plan. It's God's plan. See, he had the bird flu, like you said. He had to go sit down somewhere. Get it?
Down.
I just changed up the whole show.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we got. Let me see. I know we gotta have something else. Let me see. I know we got something else over here.
Lil Wayne just released a video confirming that the Carter 5V will be released on his birthday, September the 27th. For those who listen to Lil Wayne.
Okay.
And there's also a video circulating Lil Wap threatening Gucci Mane to let him out of his contract.
Oh, well, damn. Okay. Did he not listen to the show? Leave your personal out of your business? I mean, damn, he mad as hell. How you going to threaten a man? Let me out my contract, and then you do it publicly. I mean, how do you go back to the table now?
Right.
You don't, because they're ignorant and they have no clue and they don't know how to do shit right. I'm saying these rappers today, they ain't learned nothing. Don't they see they homies sitting over there broke and they still just acting hood? Hood ain't going to take you nowhere but broke, sick, on drugs, can't do shit. Terrible.
Right, and if you didn't like what was going on with your contract before, oh, God, wait till next Monday. If you didn't like what was going on with your contract before, wait till you see it happen come Monday. Wow.
You ain't gonna have no money.
Well, what happened was
I'm gonna have a
cop
waiting for you there.
Right,
you threaten me? Okay. Get your lawyer.
Yeah, blame me. I don't think Gucci the one that threatened.
He said Gucci man getting 20% and ain't doing shit for him.
Huh.
Ain't Gucci man caught up in his divorce right now? Ain't he preoccupied with wife drama because she wanted all? Ain't she taking him through the ringer? I swear I thought I saw Gucci Mane being sued by his wife, and she's taking a whole bunch of money. That ain't last. I thought I saw that. Maybe not. But I thought I saw that. Maybe not.
Maybe that's what he needs to 20% for, because he got to pay wifey 50%, so he needs that 20% to co-side. I don't know. I hope not. I'm just saying. I hope he's not going through a divorce, because that's harsh on a brother. I'm just saying. Breaking up with your wife, that's harsh. So let me see. What else did I have over here? Hey, I did have some stuff. Nicki Minaj, bringing in some more Nicki out. I don't know if I got no more Cardi B, but it looks like Nicki Minaj. You guys remember the guy from The Cosby Show? No pun intended, seeing that what happened to Bill today. The guy from The Cosby Show, what was his name? He was the daughter.
The one who played Alvin? He played Alvin.
Alvin, Jeffrey Owens. Yes. Did you guys see, or you guys remember when somebody tried to shame him for working at, what was it, Trader Joe's or something like that, being the cashier?
Yes.
Okay, well, I guess Nicki Minaj at some point, she got a hold of or got wind of what was going on, and she promised to give him $25,000, and apparently she actually gave it to him, but he gave it away to charity. Wow. So I guess Nicki kept her word, gave him $25,000. She gave it to an actress fund in memory of the late, great Earl Hyman. Earl Hyman was Bill Cosby's father, Russell, on The Cosby Show. He died many years ago. He has an actress fund, so he gave the $25,000 to that. Nicki is very proud to be associated with giving that $25,000 to that fund. So dude's doing it real big. Dude's doing it real big. Now, just for
Tyler Perry also offered him a job, too.
Yep. So, all right, so he's going to be good. Okay, he don't need that $25,000. Not just yet. You did it. Okay. Okay. That's a little entertaining.
I hope
she
don't feel a certain kind of way that he didn't keep it, though. Because, you know, some people will be feeling a certain kind of way when you don't keep their gift. And you give it to somebody else, you know, they feel like they owe, they pitying you. So hopefully she ain't feeling no certain kind of way, you know, because he didn't do or invest like he should have for himself to bring himself back to life. And I think that's why she gave it to him, because you had Trader Joe's. So hopefully, you know, people don't look at that and be like, ain't nobody helping you. Ain't nobody helping you, you know what I'm saying, anymore, because you giving it away to charity and you not keeping it. So hopefully it ain't like that.
Well, Nicki, honey, if you feel some type of way about him not taking your $25,000, just give it to Monster US Radio and we will show y'all what to do with it. We will not give it to charity, we promise. We are charity.
I'm
just saying.
She caught me off guard with that one. She caught me off guard with that one. But honestly, I mean, that's what I thought when I first read the article. I was like, ooh, I bet Nicki's going to be mad until she said that she was proud to be associated with where he gave the money away. Because I was like, wow, can you imagine that? I mean, let's separate from their situation. But let's say you had a family member, you know, needed some money to help pay for the light bill or the phone bill, just for whatever reason. And you gave them a couple $100, and you come to find out they gave that couple $100 away to the dude standing on the corner with the I Need Food sign. Would you feel some kind of way?
Hell yeah.
I mean, you really can't. Yeah. You really can't feel no type of way, because after you give it to somebody, it's no longer yours. You did what you were supposed
to do. No, but I mean, don't ask me for nothing. If you really like, if this is what you're really going to do with it, do what you say you're going to do with it. Take your money and give it away, not what I've given you, because then to me, you're lying. So next time you ask me, I ain't giving you shit. Because I don't know if this, you know, another scam, another story that you're trying to give me. So, don't ask.
It's just the same, though. He didn't ask her for it. She just gave it to him. So, therefore,
true.
He had whatever right to do whatever he wanted to with the money.
Yeah, but when you think you're helping somebody out, you got to know where their mind is, because maybe he may not have thought, if he's working at Trader Joe's, money ain't an issue for him. It ain't he ain't trying to invest in no type of lifestyle that's Hollywood anymore.
I don't blame him. Look at what the fuck goes on in Hollywood. Hell, I'd be trying to get away from two.
Absolutely.
Well, I ain't gonna lie.
Absolutely.
I ain't gonna lie. If I was Nicki Minaj, I'd be taking my $25,000 back. Tell my nah, player. That's cool and all, but go ahead and invest that Trader Joe 401k money. Give my $25,000. I thought you was in need. I'm gonna need you to strut that right on back to me. It is what it is. Hey, y'all, don't judge me.
It's like she's missing it, though. You feel me? She's not missing it. That's like $25 to her.
Okay.
She got millions.
That's like five, no, Jazzy. That's like $5. That's like $5. Like she spent that on a purse. That's a hair. Excuse me, her nails. Stop playing. You know, that's $5. You know, to us it's like hell. What the fuck? To her is like, oh no.
I can't feel that was my first money.
Okay.
Hell no. Nah. I need all my $5. I don't give a damn. It's all EBT. It can be the original food stamp that come in the book, player. I need all mine. I need all five of them. You did. The original book, too. I need all five of them.
The original book?
Right.
That, you had to tear them out hand them over there?
Yes.
Hey, did y'all ever have problems tearing the book open, and then the man used to grab it and used to watch him like, hold on, player, why you grab my book? I got this because it was kind of getting stuck, and you was little, and the man used to snatch it back like, oh, no, don't be trying to get no extra. You trying to do an extra whatever, and then you be looking there and looking out like, where my change? Because I know I get change back, and they looking at you, you don't get no change. But damn, now, yes, I do. I know how this currency works. Yes, I do.
Hey, you want to know something? And I'm going to say this before we have to end the show now. I just want to say something. I realized on all my travels, I've been a lot of places. I haven't been all over the world, but I've ventured out. But I just want to say one thing I've noticed on all my travels, all the projects got that little ratchet-ass store down in the corner in the bottom of the building. I'm just saying, all of them. I realized I was in, when I was in London, I realized I was in the projects when I walked into the store. I'm like, wait a minute. Hold on. Hold up, Pepe. This don't look right. Is this a project store? I'm in the project. What the fuck? There are projects. Y'all ain't fooling nobody. Hell no. Now give me a pack of gum and some Twizzlers. Damn, I don't sell Twizzlers. Okay, a pack of papers, and I'm out. Did it? No. I had to make the best of it. But y'all, we at the end of this show. So we're going to go ahead and do our shout out. We get up out of here. So what you got for us, Jazzy B? And that's Jazzy B 3000 on social media if y'all trying to look her up.
If y'all trying to find me and all my cuteness. All I want to say is if you guys don't talk to yourself, you're boring as fuck.
Oh, you like that? You like that meme I put up? You like that? Oh, Jesus.
I stole it.
I had people spitting their tea out yesterday. They called me talking about, you had me spilling my tea. I was like, my bad.
You lying. Your friends drink Hennessy. So I was sitting on my handy dial. My hand dial. I'm just playing. My bad. Go ahead. Sorry.
No, this one drink only tea. For real. But now my nigga was like, yeah, that Henny was staying in my mouth. Good night, y'all. I ain't got nothing to say.
Well, on our way up out of here, just don't forget about smile. Look, the radio just said, now we're going to break this up right now. Right now, so y'all is done. Y'all out of here, kaput. Turn it off. Y'all get the red light. Tune in tomorrow, Wet Wednesday, where it's not our flow, but it's definitely sexy. We got music to get you in the groove. I don't know. It might be an all splash night tomorrow. I don't know. But also, we're taking requests for things for us to talk about tomorrow, you know, for our sexy conversation. We can talk about whatever y'all want to talk about. Just let us know on the Monstar page or hit us up at monsterusradio@gmail.com. And have a good night. That's what we're going to do on our way up out of here. All right. Hopefully,
good night. Thank y'all for listening. Bye.
Ain't burning up her biscuits.
Oh, no, baby. You coming through? That fish is waiting for you. Oh, yeah.
Now, knew that.
Good night, y'all. Hey.
Good night.
Good night. Stay safe.